Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill, and thank you so much for being here. If you are a regular listener, there's a couple things that you'll know. Number one, that this episode's coming out a little bit late. It's a couple weeks late or more. And you'll also know that it's episode 100, right? Which is pretty amazing. And you know, today I want to talk to you about something that I think will make a big difference for you and something that is just super important. And if you don't think it's important, it's something that angels almost always say whenever they talk to someone on earth. So give you that little, you know, hook there. But really, the reason I have, you know, one of the reasons I didn't publish this or, you know, record this for a couple of weeks is basically what I want to talk to you today about. But, you know, I had these thoughts of, oh man, I want to have something amazing for episode 100. That's so cool. And all these things. And, you know, and there's a lot of podcasts that have way more episodes. There's also a ton that were abandoned at episode 10 or whatever, you know? And so, you know, I'm grateful that we still have this and that we can do this. But I really think that I've been a little bit fearful at times, and I'm not saying I have been these you know, full few weeks. But I think that I was expecting to have something amazing for episode 100. And so I kept putting it off. But it feels really good to record this episode and to get it out to you. Because I just want to share more light in this world. I want to make a difference. And I know that, you know, what we talk about here is faith, family, and impact. And what else is, you know, more important than that? So, it's so good. But I, you know, let's dive into today what we want to talk about. And that is, what do angels say to people when they come and talk to people on the earth? You know, and if you think back to the different scriptures, you know, whether that's Gabriel or whether, you know, people going to the shepherds to tell them about, you know, Christ's birth and everything like that, you'll notice that there is something that the angels say very often, and that is, fear not. Okay. And you know, I think repetition is something that we should look out for. You know, when sometimes I think people say, oh, like, you know, you keep hearing the same message over and over again, and it's kind of like, well, there's nothing new. But it's like, well, have you learned that lesson though? You know, have you actually learned that? And if it's being repeated, then it's obviously an important thing. You know, in the last few weeks, I've done a lot of work in personal development, and there's a lot of, you know, new things I've been learning, but also a lot of the concepts are very similar to what I learned a few years ago. Right. And so a lot of it's about applying, a lot of it's about doing that. But fear is something that can get in our way. Right. And I think it crept in for me. Right. I mean, I haven't published an episode for a couple of weeks now. And I think a lot of it was fear. A lot of it was like thinking, oh, well, I just want to have this amazing, you know, 100th episode and have it be really epic and cool, kind of fearful of what other people might think. But, you know, that's not really why I'm doing this, right? Like, that's not the point. I really want to spread light. I want to help others focus on what matters most. And I believe that that's faith, family, and impact, right? I know for me, that's something that I'm so grateful for, that I know that and that I can focus on that. And so that's why, you know, we talk about it here. But let's dive a little bit more into fear and why that can be so detrimental. You know, if you think about fear, you know, think about, like, I'm sure you've had an experience before. I remember the other day I was like, you know, had a pretty good day. I was feeling pretty good, happy about how things were going in my life, my business, my family, and things like that. And so, you know, I was feeling pretty good. And then I remember walking into the bedroom and then walking through to the bathroom. And I just all of a sudden like had this like thought of, oh crap, you got to think about like something negative. And, you know, you have to think about this thing and worry about something. Have you ever felt like that before where you have some, you feel pretty good. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh no, what about this? Oh, maybe this thing's not going to work. Oh, maybe I forgot to, you know, call this person, or maybe I, you know, whatever that is, that you're in this state of being happy and being joyful, but then all of a sudden that's kind of knocked off course. Have you ever felt like that? Like, that has happened to me a lot, you know, and that's something that, you know, we feel comfortable living in a state of, you know, kind of normal feelings of how we are. And so sometimes if we feel extra happy, then our body kind of is like, wait, that's kind of off. We need to figure out something else. And so, you know, your brain goes and figures out, oh, well, maybe you need to worry about this thing. And then you kind of come back down. And so you can notice, though, that fear can just have such a detrimental impact. And another example of this, too, is that the other day I was just thinking about a goal that I have. And I was just worried about why I couldn't do it, you know? And so when I was in that state and thinking about that, then all of a sudden I have more and more thoughts around why I can't do it, right? Now there's these other reasons. Oh, and then what if this happens? And what about that? And all these different things. So now all I'm focusing on is how I'm not going to hit the goal that I want to do, right? And so I was able to stop myself for a second, be, wait, like, that's not what I want to do. I don't want to be focusing on that. I mean, if I'm focusing on the negative things that could happen, then that's probably what's going to happen because I'll keep thinking about that. And then my brain's going to go reinforce that and figure out all these other reasons why. And then I'll have experience. You know what I mean? Like, it's just this downward effect. And so I really chose in that moment to say, you know what? I need to focus on faith. I need to focus on the positive outcome that I'm looking for, right? Which really, you know, if you think about faith, you have to have faith in so many different things, and not even necessarily in a religious sense, right? If you're going to go out and do something new, if you want to go run a half marathon, a marathon, or whatever that is, you have to have some sort of belief that you can do it. Otherwise, you will not even get out of bed to go run, right? Like, that just won't even happen. And so I just want to encourage you today to remember the importance of faith and of disregarding fear. That is something that angels have told people over and over and over again, is fear not. You know, and there's a scripture too, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, right? So God, he doesn't give us fear. That's not something that he actually will send to us. And so it's really important for us to remember that, hey, we should have faith in him, and we should also have faith in ourselves. We should believe that we can do these things. And so I wanted to share that with you today. I hope that, you know, this short and sweet episode helps you out and helps you remember, you know, the next time that maybe you are fearful, you're like, you know what? That's not actually what God wants me to do, right? Like, that is not exactly what, you know, he has for me. And that's not actually from him. And so catch yourself in that moment and pivot and go from there. And, you know, the other thing too, that I'll just mention, we can dive into this more in the future too, is just don't beat yourself up, right? When you have these thoughts, those are just thoughts, right? That's not you. That's not, oh, like, I'm so bad because I had this thought or whatever like that. It's okay. Being aware of those things and stopping, like, that's the power in it, right? That's what it's all about. And so, you know, we're going to have thoughts about all sorts of different things. And so I just encourage you to remember that, hey, you know what? You can do this. And so thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope that you're enjoying this, and I would love to hear from you too. If you ever have things that you want to hear from or, you know, hear about, let me know. Definitely happy to share, but, appreciate you. And I hope that you'll share this, you know, with someone that you love. And maybe it's not even the episode, but just like that concept of fear not, right? I think that's such a powerful thing. And so anyways, thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And we'll catch you next time.